George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU Theater is presenting Terrell Alvin McCraney's In the Red and Brown Water. It's being directed by MFA candidate David Cote, who brought it to IU. David, actually a theater veteran, and years ago he was teaching high school when he first met this play and the playwright. David, tell us a little bit about that first meeting.
I was first introduced to the play as a high school teacher. Terrell was doing the play at the Lions Theater, and he came to talk to our kids about theater and about the play, and we were invited to come and see a matinee show. And so the powers that be didn't allow us to go and see the show, so what they did was they kind of snuck the cast into the school and performed the show for my kids in the dance room, which was like one of the best theatrical experiences of my life. What it did was it reinforced that theater is something that should be brought to the people and should be performed in communities. And it made it so accessible, this play was so accessible that they were able to bring it to us and really perform it for us. And it inspired a lot of my students to be active in bringing theater to people who are not able to see theater on a regular basis.
It's nice in some ways that the theater that either you've chosen or IU has chosen for this is the Wells Metz, where you really can be perhaps not quite as close as you were in that dance studio, but definitely up close and personal for the show.
Yes, the Wells Metz is a very intimate space, and I think this play requires the intimacy because there are some conventions that are in the play that invites the audience to be a part of the storytelling itself. And one of those things is the mention of the stage directions by the actors before they do it. This kind of allows the audience to have a call and response reaction to the play. So it really is inviting, and it's really intimate. It's really about community. And I think that's what one of the main things that makes this play come alive in such a different kind of way.
David, you're clearly a storyteller. Tell us a little bit about the story of In the Red and Brown Water.
Well, it's a coming-of-age story about a girl named Oya who has to make a really tough decision. It's a decision that we kind of make a lot of times, whether we choose career or our family. She has to choose whether to take this college scholarship and go away or to stay and take care of her mother, who is dying of age. So she chooses to stay and take care of her mother. And because of that decision, there are things that happen that kind of sends her life spiraling down into this dark place.
Wow. A story with a dark place. Some light, I hope.
Well, being that it's based off of Yerma, a Garcia Lorca play, is kind of a tragedy, in a sense. I don't want to give away the ending, but, you know, on one hand, it's a tragedy, but on the other hand, it's about a community celebrating the life of this particular young lady. So, I mean, it's a celebration. It's a tragic celebration, so to speak.
Director David Cote, he's directing Terrell Alvin McCraney's In the Red and Brown Water. It's in the Wells Metz Theater December 5th and 6th, and then the 9th through the 12th. Evening performances are at 7:30. Then on the final Saturday on the 13th, it's at 2 and 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.